Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening. We're going to go over the Suffer Well devotional series for today. And remember the word suffer well, suffer well. And I think about this morning, the confidence that we have will determine our peace levels in our lives. And this is what we need to discuss and think about. The confidence we have will determine the peace levels in our lives. That's what it comes down to. And how much confidence do you have today in a wonderful Creator and everything He promises us? This is what we need to think about. The peace that comes from the faith that we have in the holy words of our Creator. And we're going to read this devotional and then we're going to discuss it. And it says, hold tight till I bless you. Yahweh will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Exodus 14:14. Whose battle do you think will be more difficult or most difficult? Will I have trouble defending your foes? Is my right arm not long enough to protect you? When my servant Moses told you to hold your peace, did you understand the magnitude of his words? You see, my loved one, holding your peace oftentimes means fighting to keep it. My battle is already won, but your fight is to keep your peace by trusting that my word will be fulfilled in your life. You can only lose your peace if you lose sight of me. You cry out to me for more faith, but you must follow the pattern I put in place to build your faith. What pattern? Have I not written it? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by my word. Romans 10:17. You need to focus on what is required of you to leave the rest to me. If you want the faith to believe all I say, then go into my word and get all the faith you need. Would you prefer it another way? Do you believe that your way is better than mine? Listen to me, my precious one. Listen to my still, small voice. When I tell you something, you can bet your life on it. You can bet your eternity on the idea that my word is your vehicle to a greater faith, because I have made it so. All you need to do is hold your peace, is to stay rooted and grounded in love, Ephesians 3:17. And love is perfected in those who keep my word, 1 John 2:5. I am love, my son is love, my spirit is love. So you can hold on your peace by increasing your faith, by knowing my word, and I will handle all of your battles. I promise. Now, will you make me a promise? Will you promise to hold your peace? Will you increase your faith by searching my word? In addition to peace, your great reward will include closer communication with me, the creator of peace in your consciousness. To our loved readers, Yahweh's words are a gift. Take from them freely and grow. Hold your peace by fighting to keep it, as did Jacob when he wrestled with the Almighty in Genesis 32:24-30. Exercise spiritual tendency like he did when he held on like a pit bull till he was blessed. I will not let you go unless you bless me, Genesis 32:26. Yes, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12. The kingdom is only established with such dogged vehemence. Jacob gripped tight with spiritual violence and would not let go till all was accomplished. And for persevering, he was rewarded with this new identity. The one who prevails with the Almighty, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with the Mighty One and with men and have prevailed. Genesis 32, verse 28. Fight to keep the peace and embrace your new identity. You are one who prevails with the Mighty One. And as I read that today and read about the idea of the peace that comes along from the faith and how we have to fight for this faith and continually be in the Word so we could have the faith. And I think about this. It couldn't come more at a more wonderful time because there are so many storms out there and we need the peace of Yahweh amongst us. We have to let our faith be bigger than our fear is what it comes down to. How many of you are ready to do that? How many of you are ready to do that? Because the faith is what's going to produce the peace in your life. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And I'm telling you, if you have faith and your faith is stronger and stronger each day, your peace will be greater and greater each day. And here's the thing we need to understand. Faith is not something that we create. Faith is a gift in Yahweh. He's given us his word. It's not of ourselves. If it was us of ourselves, there'd be something we have to do. But no, it's from him. Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved and through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift from Yahweh, not by works, so that no one can boast. No matter how much I stick to the commandments of our Creator, that doesn't affect my faith. My faith comes from him. It's something he imparts in us. 2 Peter 1 verse 1 says, Simon Peter, a bondservant, the apostle of Yeshua Messiah, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of our Elohim, our God and our Savior, Yeshua Messiah. Philippians 1:29 says, for you to have, it has to be granted for Yeshua's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. We have to be obedient to our Creator's words, and it comes down to this. If we want this gift of the set-apart Spirit, which is our Comforter, which imparts this faith in us, we must fully, with our full heart, trust Yahweh. With our full heart, we must trust him. That's it. We must trust in everything he says. Mark 1:15 says, the time has come, he said, the kingdom of Yahweh has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Believe in the good news. And as we have this faith that we stick to, that we get this comfort, it's a beautiful thing. It says in Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it is impossible to please Yahweh, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Again, he gives us the set-apart Spirit as a gift. He gives us his faith as a gift. Many people choose not to use it. The faithfulness. We must be faithful, James 1, verses 6 and 7, but he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driving and tossing by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from Yahweh. Do you understand there are people that call themselves believers, but there's no peace in their life because they don't have the faith. They're not seeking our Creator with their full heart. They're not trusting him in return. There's so many storms around us right now, but we can walk with joy when we have faith that he's taking care of everything and he knows what's best for us. Yes, we're going to have difficult times in our lives, but we have to have faith that we're going to pull through it. He knows what's best for us. You know, we have to step out on faith and trust him and not our own ways and our own ideas. It says there's a way before each man that seems right but ends in death. His way says, I give you a future and a hope. We need to trust and know that's true. And you know, every person I know that's not a believer, they don't believe the Bible was written by the hand of Yahweh. They say, well, this was written by man. And how could you believe in the Bible? How could you believe in a word? And I will submit to you today, you can only have faith and trust and seek Yahweh with a full heart if you believe that the Holy Word is written by Yahweh. Moses didn't write it. Yahweh wrote the commandments with his own hand. He told Moses what to put down on that paper. It came from Yahweh. And everything in the Bible is all part of what Yahweh spoke. And it happened. And then Moses recorded and gave it to the people. And the people gave it to more people. If you don't have that foundation understanding of the value of the Holy Scriptures from Genesis to Revelation and every single word in there, that is true Scripture, truly inspired, truly from our Creator, based on His commandments that He wrote, you're not going to get that peace that comes along that Yahweh wants to give us. He wants to give us. Hebrews 11:7 says, by faith, Noah, when warned about the things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. But by his faith, he condemned the world and became a heir to the righteousness in keeping with faith. We see it's the faith of Abraham. By Abraham's faith, he obeyed when Yahweh called him to leave his home and go to another land that Yahweh would give him. By faith. Hebrews 11:17, by faith, when Yahweh tested him, he offered Isaac to sacrifice his only son. By faith. And the lack of faith is a lack of the word. That's what it is. Lack of faith is lack of the word. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we live by faith, not by sight. Matthew 19:26 says, Yeshua looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible. Isaiah 65:24 says, before they call, I will answer. While they are speaking, I will hear. Nothing is impossible without speaking to our Creator in communication and having a faith. It says, because you have truly so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move here, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you, Matthew 17:20. It's by faith that the walls of Jericho fell. The problem is so many people that call themselves believers are walking around not in joy, not in peace. And it's not because of the what our Creator can't do. It's because the people's lack of faith in our Creator of what He could do. And at those times of trouble, those storms that come in our lives, that's not the time for us to take things and take control ourselves of things. That's the time for us to slow down, to be still and know that He is Yahweh. That's the time to slow down. It's our own human nature to take over and say, it's not working, Yahweh. I got to do this myself. But Yahweh says, trust in me with all your heart and rely not on your own understanding. On our own understanding, we're anxious. On our own understanding, we have no peace. On our own understanding, we don't understand the joy. But when we leave it to Yahweh and we have faith that He's taking care of everything, it happens just fine. Hebrews 11:10 says, Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by Yahweh. Yahweh will answer us, but we must trust in Him. We must trust in His ways. Like Job, in Job 13:15, it says, though He slay me, yet I will hope in Him. I will surely defend my ways to His face. Psalms 34:17 says, the righteous cry out, and Yahweh hears them and delivers them from all their troubles. That's it. And remember Romans, it says in 10:17, so then by faith comes hearing, and by hearing the word of Yahweh. We have to understand, everybody, that Yahweh is consistently working in our lives, and we should have peace knowing that. He's always working. He never stops. He's not sleeping. He's not taking off a break for every day is a business day to Him or a ministry day to Him. He's never stopped. Remember in Exodus, He said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. I am aware of their sufferings. I've come down to deliver them. Before we even think to call on Him, He's already working for us. He's working for us always. He says He'll redeem us just like He redeemed them. All things are possible to those who believe. It says in John 14:1, let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in Yahweh. believe in Yahweh. That's what we must do. And we must never doubt, never doubt. And I love Psalms 34. This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him, and he saved him out of all his troubles. All his troubles. Remember when Yeshua replied in John 5:17, my Father is always working, and so am I. Underline that word always. Highlight that word always. Always working. No time off. We should never, ever lose our peace and our faith. And don't let anything or anyone take your joy away. In John 13:7, Yeshua said, do you not realize now what I am doing? You might not realize it now, but later you will understand. He's always working and he wants the best for us. He says he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He only wants us to change from our wicked ways so we would live, so we would have life. Hallelujah. That's what he wants for us. Genesis 5:20 says, as for you, you meant evil against me, but Yahweh meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve my people alive. He always wants that for us. That's what he wants. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18 says, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that outweighs them all. So fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what you see is temporarily, but what is unseen is eternal. And Philippians 2:13 says, for it is Yahweh who does this work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Now we could think about the eternal things that are coming and say, why should we worry about things here? Because things are there. But even things are here, his hand is everything. And trust him with all your heart. Do not be anxious for anything, but trust in him. He, according to his plan, will bless you tremendously. He's already blessed you with Yeshua Messiah. But remember to be anxious about nothing and everything, be in prayer, and he will bless you. That's what we need to do. Consistent prayer and patience in his tribulations. That's what we need to do. He loves us and he wants the best for us. And we should take peace in that. In Psalms 23, verse 4, it says, even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's the heart we need. No matter where we are, we need to understand Yahweh is always working, always helping us, always, always helping us, because he loves us. He says, I will rescue him and I will protect him. For he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. And I will deliver him and honor him. Psalms 91 verses 14 to 15. Psalms 50 verse 15. Call on me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you. And I will honor you. Psalms 54 verse 4 says, surely Yahweh is my help. Yahweh who is the one who sustains me. Is that true in your lives? Is Yahweh truly your helper? Is he the one who truly sustains you? Well, with confidence we have to say he is our helper. So we have no fear. And our peace is not lost. And nothing could take our joy away. So I tell you today, when you all have any troubles in your life, take it to Yahweh. Take it to Yahweh and just thank him. Because he's our helper and he's going to help us always. And he's always working for us. And when we're weak, we have to remember he is our strength and our refuge. And never forget that. Never forget that. He is the one that does it for us. And those that believe, you see these amazing things happen in their life. But it really came down to their belief and their faith. It's easy for the enemy to make us have a lack of faith because the things we see just don't add up sometimes. We don't understand things sometimes. But Philippians 4:13 says, for I can do everything through Yeshua who gives me strength. The strength that comes with this. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh for these troubling times that we go through. But we have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Because we trust and fully depend on Yahweh. Especially during these times where it seems like the world is going crazy and everyone is in fear. But we trust in him. And it's not even on a big scale with the virus and everything that's going on, but even on a small scale in your own personal life. The little struggles and battles that you're going through, whether it's you're not feeling well or a diagnosis of a disease or money issues or relationship problems, we have to give it up all to Yahweh and trust Him and trust Him. I remember there was a time in my life I was so worried. I was worried about my children. What's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to them and how do they get along? And Yahweh told me in prayer, Paul, before they're your children, they're my children first. And I take care of my children. He said, they're my children before they're your children. Trust me. Trust me. And depend on me. And I did that and left it all to Him. And the peace came amongst me, knowing that everything was just going to be fine. It says in Psalms 112, verses 6 to 7, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts will be steadfast, trusting in Yahweh. And that's what we do. That's what we do. We trust in Him. Isaiah 26, 3 to 4 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Trust in Yahweh forever. For Yahweh Himself is rock eternal. And that's what we have to do. We have to put a full faith in Him. A full faith in Him. And the trials that He lets us go through and the things He lets us go through, just like we look at Job, for example. Not only are they tests for us, but they build us strength and they build us in every single way. And they make us more like Yeshua. And that's how He wants us to be, with 100% confidence and trust in Him. Romans 8:28 says, we know that in all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. We must love Him fully. And there's no such thing as incomplete love. It's either love or less. And there's no neutrality with our Creator. And if we love Him with our full heart, like He tells us to, we're going to have the peace. We're going to have peace. When I call up people today, they're worried, they're living in fear because everything that's going on and they don't know what's going to happen. It's amazing how when you think about in the flesh, how fear and anxiety can come over you. What's going to happen? No patience. I need to get this done immediately. What's going to happen? But when you have that peace of Yahweh within you, you know it's just going to be fine. You know it's going to be fine. And the more the enemy tries to destroy you and attack you through man's ways and man things with all these bad reports and all this delaying in everything, we have this peace and the joy. And nothing can take our joy away. Nothing, nothing. Anxiety, fear, lack of peace are all not of Yahweh. We trust in Him and we don't have these things. So I reach out to all of you today that are dealing with these issues in your life. And I tell you to take peace and be still and know that He is Yahweh. It says in Psalms 27:14, wait for Yahweh. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for Yahweh. Wait for Yahweh. Romans 8:37 says, knowing all these things, you are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. And I could tell you this personally affects my life as well. I don't complain and go on and tell everybody about the stuff going on in my life all the time, but there's a lot going on in my life. And it's very easy to take my eye off the Word. And anytime I do, that's where the doubt and everything else can set in. So that's why I consistently want to be in the Word, reading the Word, preaching the Word, speaking the Word. Always in the Word, because that's what gives me that comfort and that peace, because I believe His Word is true. And I believe every part of His Word is real. And we need to believe that and to understand that Yahweh's protecting us consistently, always working for us, never settling for anything less. He wants us to be in the safest place possible, and that's within His commandments, in His Word. And when we leave His Word, His commandments, His guidelines and instructions, we're on our own. And that's where the fear sets in. That's where the fear sets in. Proverbs 19:21 says, there are many plans in man's heart. Nevertheless, Yahweh's counsel, that will stand. We need to stick in His Word and understand in their hearts humans plan their course. But Yahweh establishes the steps in Proverbs 16:9. And that's what we need to do. We need to understand, trust, and believe in His Word. So no matter what's going on in your life today, rejoice. Remember, pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit, and rejoice in our wonderful Creator. It's right here in the Holy Word that is true and real. Remember, anyone I've ever met that has fear of man, anyone I've ever spoken to that has any type of anxiety in their life, they do not believe in the words of our Creator. And you might say, well, I know somebody that calls himself a Christian and they have fear and anxiety in their lives. And I say they don't believe in the words of our Creator. And you say, well, they claim to. I say, well, they're not living it. They're not seeking it. They're not living according to the guidelines and instructions. They're using this excuse saying they no longer need to do those things. Well, if you no longer need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, have fun living in fear. Have fun living with anxiety. For me and my house, we will choose Yahweh's ways. And that is found in the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, which is the instructions for life that Yeshua told us and showed us. If you love me, you will keep my guidelines and instructions. That's what we need to keep us safe. We need to understand Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Submit to him and he will make your path straight. You understand, submitting means doing his will, doing what he says to do. That's what submissiveness is. So it's not just leaning on him with all your heart. It says submit to him to do his guidelines and instructions. Psalms 37:5 says, commit your way to Yahweh and trust in him, and he will do this. Yes. And James 1, verses 2 to 3 says, count all my joy, brothers, when you meet trials and various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfast. Yahweh is here to protect you, and that's what he will do. That's what he will do. It said in Psalms 121, verse 3, he will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He protects us. It says he even protects the bones of the righteous. Hallelujah. Psalms 34:20. So we need to stay in his word. Stay in his word. And the sleep we can get in the rest and the peace. Psalms 3 verse 5 says, I lay down and slept, yet I woke in safety, for Yahweh was watching over me. And I'm telling you, he's watching over everyone, protecting everyone. That's it. That's it. Be strong and courageous and do not be afraid or terrified. Yahweh is your peace, and let him be your peace. Psalms 27:1. Praise Yahweh, for this day is made. We should rejoice and be glad in it, and don't let anyone take your joy away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for the great promises you have for us, for the gift of the set-apart spirit and the gift of the faith that we put in you. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
There's a father when your father walks away, a friend when no one else knows your name, a light that shines when all the world goes dark, a hand that holds you when you fall apart. His name is Healer of your deep